Kumlan Ablak Gemara, up to the Chav Beis Amud Aleph, we're up to the two dots. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that it's possible to do eight Avedas in one go. If you're furrowing plowing through a furrow, and you can get eight Lavin, if it was a Klayim of Shoyer and Chamoyer, and there were Pchoyim, the Hegdish, and it was Klayim and Kedim, and it was Shemitah, and it was Yom Tov, and you have to be a Kohen and a Nazir. And then the Gemara brings a Braisa, a Mishnah, that if you cook a... Okay, so anyway, we analyze that. So now the Gemara is saying, the Mishnah could have added more Lavin. For example, Maskel Abhaisha, which has a question, why don't we include Hazoreya ben Nachal Eson, that this particular property that you were plowing was in Nachal Eson, which is by the Egla roof over there, that you're not allowed to that area... Exactly, and you're not allowed to ever work with that ground again. Azor Hosei Mehocha, and the Iser for that is found in the following pasuk, where it says that Asher Lo Yeh Oved Boi V'Lo Yizareya. So why doesn't it include that? Some actually say it should be two avedas. Lo Yeh Oved Boi means you shouldn't plow, V'Lo Yizareya means you shouldn't seed, shouldn't sow. But we're just giving a general idea. We're going to go into Pratim. Or Maskel Rav Chananya V'lech Shavnami. Why don't we include Hamoichik Es Hashem Balichosei? While he's walking, he's erasing Hashem's name. So he's doing another Aveda V'azor Rosei Mehochen. Now this seems to be totally outside of the normal activity. But nevertheless, he might include that as well. Maybe he's trampling someone named his name there. And it says V'avadetem Eshmam, the names of Avedas Zorah, he should destroy. Don't do the same to you. Maskel Rav,
so plowing over the Eved's
something
name.
Like that, yeah, something like that. Otherwise, it'd be totally outside of what he's doing.
To do with the plowing.
Yeah, Maskel Rav Avu V'lech Shanami. Why don't you include Hakoytet as Baharosai? While he was plowing, he's cut off his leprosy. Ivazor Rosi Mochel Teirikul. He says he shoma benegatras, and I'll cut it off. You have to wait till it heals. Maskev Lo Abaya. Abaya asks a question. This is very difficult to understand exactly how this works. And even though there's some mafarshim there, it's just still very hard. It's very hard to understand. And that is, why don't we include that the person who was, according to the Shainim, that the person who was plowing hamaziyach hachoshen ma'al eifot, there's an isur for a koyin godel to remove the choshen from the eifot, from the apron, and he went out there and he was plowing with the choshen mishpat without the eifot. Very hard to understand exactly what happened there.
He's a Kohen.
Kohen goes and not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash during the day. And he's not allowed to wear his begadim outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's true. But this is now part of... That's only one Avedas. You have nine Avedas. Or HaMeise Badei Oren. He took out the Badim of the Oren. How did he get it in the first place? On the Yom Kippur. He took out the Badim of the Oren and he used that for plowing as a yoke. V'azor Hosei Mahocha Lo Yosuru V'lo Yizach HaChayshin. Very hard to understand exactly these two cases.
Because they're solid gold, and gold bends.
I don't know.
Wood?
No, they weren't gold. That's a sheet in the covered in gold.
So you're right, it's gold plates.
But how exactly this works, very hard to understand. And what some Nachrenim learned in the back of it, they learned that the Chesh Mishpat, or the Oren, was on the side, and the animal was plowing, rubbed against it, and moved the Chesh Mishpat from its place. What was the Chesh Mishpat doing on the side, in the middle of a field?
Well, maybe it's on its way back from Azza.
The Chosh and Mishpat, the way there from Azar. This piece of Gemara here doesn't have...
Shatness is already...
No, Shatness is totally irrelevant.
Too far removed, how can any of these be...
These are still a bit more... These are a bit closer because... The kind of clothes he's wearing maybe is irrelevant.
But he is a Kohen. We've already said he's a Kohen.
In the case of the Oren, it's Mamash negated. The Badim of the Oren are part of the plowing. The case of the Choshen, somehow or another, the Choshen supports the activity that he's doing. Because otherwise, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to throw in a climb, and they said it has nothing to do with the story. And then nothing was asking these questions. So the Cheda, wearing the Choshen, is more relevant or germane to whatever they're doing than climb, which I don't know why. Aren't any real Mepharshim over here. It's like, don't know. And he wants to answer any of these questions. Unless we go back to what we said yesterday, Tona Vishaya. It doesn't mention everything. Why don't you mention also that he's plowing with the wood from Mashed, which is Avodah Zarah, Vazarasim Hachor, Libra Yachmumin, I'll not have anything to do with Avodah Zarah, Maskar, Avina, Velech, and I want to count that Koitzitz, Ilanas, Toivas, you cut down good fruit bearing trees, which is about Tashkas, and use them for your yoke. Vazarasim Hachor, Ki Mimenu Teichel, Vaisa, Leitichis, Omabzil Rabbi, Mani. Now we're going to start answering. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbani another question. V'lechshav nami ki goyin lo amar shvua shalei echrish b'yamtiv. He made a shvua, I will not plow on yamtiv. And now he plowed on yamtiv. So besides all the other Avedas, he also breached his shvua. Says, you better know, the shvua there doesn't count in the first place. Whenever you make a shvua, I won't eat treif. A shvua is not chal on another shvua. Which means once you make one shvua, you cannot have another shvua. Since you made a shvua, that you're not going to, that since the Torah already in Hasina made a shvua with every Jew, that you're not going to work on Yom Tov, you cannot make another shvua, I won't work on Yom Tov. Ain't shvua chal al shvua. So finally we have an answer to one of the questions.
So he
said, may I have a shvua, I won't plow on Yom Tov, hasam le kachal al shvua. So Amalei said to him, what I meant to say was, maybe this is what he's meant to say from the beginning. We have two kinds of Isurim, a Miga Isur Moisif and an Isur Koil. And the difference between an Isur Moisif and an Isur Koil is, an Isur Moisif means that you'll add another layer of Isur. You add another layer of Isur, which means that before, let's say, fats of an animal that became now nicer, of a carbon became nicer. So before it was chaylev, now you add a new Isur called nicer. So that's called an Isur Moisif. And the Isur Moisif is chal on another Isur, according to most Tanaim. Then you have an Isur Koil. Isur Koil is, there's no additional Isur, but since this Isur now applies to other people before it didn't apply, then it will apply here as well. So for example here, since the Shavua is chal for the rest of the year, you say you're not going to plow. The rest of the year it's chal, so it also includes Yom Tov. Because before the Isur of Yom Tov is only limited to Yom Tov, this new Isur, this new Shavua includes the whole year. So it's an Isur Koil. It's not an additional Isur. It doesn't add anything to the Isur of Yom Tov. You're not plowing, and now you're also not going to plow. But since there's an Isur of the whole year, you're not allowed to plow. That's called an Isur Koil. It includes also Yom Tov. So that's what I was asking about. So maybe you have another lav here. So he answers, he'll hold like. So he answers, Mide the Isa Bishila like Tani. Since a Shavua is something tomorrow you can go to a Rav and be Mataneder, so therefore it unwinds the entire Isa. We're not including those kind of Isurim. We're talking about Isurim that you cannot, that are not flexible. Freddy Maranu, so how can you include Nazav Aloyvadi or Hegdish? Vadi Hegdish. It says in the Mishnah, one of the Isurim is that the animal was Hegdish. Hegdish is something that you consecrate, and you can always be Mataneder. Says the Gemara b'Pchayer, if somebody was naturally born, there's nothing, it's not in your power. But in Nazir, it says here Nazir. Nazir is something that is a neder. You can always be matan neder. Says the Gemara b'Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Shimshon was the Malach made him be a Nazir. And if a person says that I will be like a Nazir Shimshon, he cannot be mat ein lahat Torah.
Doesn't it mean he's born into Naziris?
No, Nazir Shimshon only for Malach did it. Or if you say I will be like Nazir Shimshon, we know that a father has a right to make you a Nazir, but it's only 3 days, and like any other Nazir. But we're talking about another Shimshon. Remember, another Shimshon is a Nazir le'olam vod, but certain leniencies. He's allowed to be metame himself, but he's not allowed to take a haircut only once in 12 months. There's a Gemara. Nazir Shimshon bat muil meisimu hakim in the Shimshon. One of the avedas here is that what that he was in. It was a koyin Nazir, and he was in a beis hatumah. It's a cemetery. But if he's Nazir Shimshon, there's no problem with the cemetery. A Shimshon. He created tumor wherever he went. He killed people right, left, and center. Wasn't a problem. Ella, you know why we don't include the shavua that I won't plow a whole year? Hai tana isur koil lesle. It's an isur koil, right? The isur doesn't add anything to isur of plowing, because anyway you're not plowing yamtiv. But since it's the isur is for the whole year, and the whole year it's a chiddush, so it's also koil yamtiv. And this tana does hold like a basic that the isur koil doesn't apply. Omer Rabbeishi says, Hamarbia shoyr psule hamigdoshim. If you mate an animal of psule hamigdoshim, that means animal was supposed to be a carbon. It was inflicted with a mum, so now you have to redeem it. And when you redeem it, it's still limited what you can do. That's like giza, v'le avoda. All you can do is eat. La'achla, all you can do is eat and not work with it and not share the wool. So. This animal has in it, the Rivon says, so what's this climb? Where's the climb here? Leikishnaim, you get two Malkus. Where's the climb here? So the Rivon says over here that the climb is, look at Bekitzer, he says here, oh, let's one more line. Amar Abitzchak Hamanig, if you lead B'shoi P'sulim Gdashim, you use an animal of a P'sulim Gdashim, and you use it to lead, also Leikah. Why? Shadiguf echadu, it's one body, but v'asri ha'kosav kishnei gufim. It's treated like two bodies. How is it treated like two bodies? It's a fascinating Rivon. Let's do the Rivon here, which starts, it's in the wide line, but start in the middle of the Rivon.
I didn't notice that it's not Rashi anymore.
Oh, you missed that day.
There a few days ago.
This is the son-in-law. We said then that this son-in-law was very influenced by Rashi because you couldn't tell it's not Rashi learning it, but the Rashbam you could tell in one the first Rashbam because that's an Enikul. This is an Edom. An Edom is closer to the Shred than the Enikul is. So it appears. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Five lines into Rashi into the Yvon, right in the middle, which says V'hilchach, the wide lines. V'hilchach. Therefore, Osel laharbiyoi this shoyt. If it's psulei and magdashim, you're not allowed to mate it with another sheep, with another cow. I feel iminoi. Why? There's klaim involved here. We're just doing Rashi. Because of klaim. What's a klaim? Shemarbiya chulin al kochi my kochi ma chulin. This animal has within it, part of the animal is holy, and part of the animal is ordinary. The fact that you're allowed to eat it means that it's ordinary as far as eating is. The fact that you're not allowed to work with it, you're not allowed to share its wool, it means that it has certain elements of kedusha in it. This is a hybrid between kedusha, and chulin. And he continues, v'chein b'manig, afilu manigim minoi, you have two cows, one of them is a psulim dashim, v'afilu manigim v'nei atzmoi, forget about two cows, on its own, chulin v'kotshimu, this animal itself contains within it two different perspectives, chulin v'kotshim, v'chai mishum klaim, v'charisha duhu atzmoi klaim, it itself is klaim, v'sha'osan ha'kosav shnei gufin. Then the Rivon concludes, and I have no idea what basis is it. The chulin v'kotchim is considered klein zebezev, v'dover temu, v'dvar temu. This idea that chulin v'kotchim is klein.
So he's trying to say that if you've got a 100% fully fledged animal of kotchim, and you take an animal of chulin, that's also klein.
100%.
That was the suggestion.
Same idea, of course. Taisus doesn't like, now he himself concludes doesn't understand where. So Taisus therefore learns what's the climb. Look at Taisus. Shari guf echavasa kaza begufim. Hakuntiv is pidish kegisase. Interesting. He's calling Rivon kuntus, unless there was a pidish Rashi and we don't have it. But Rabbeinu Tam pidish, what's the climb here? As Rashi, as Rivon himself says, it's hard to the way he learns, he's not happy with. Why is chul in the kachin called climb? Climb is two different animals, two different species. This is a ruchazikazachen. Well, what kind of climb is that? So ruchnis is like real. It's a real. It's like a real metzias. Yeah, exactly. It's like you can call climb. The main time they were pidush binyan acher, another eifin. He couldn't bring it ayi because it's all in Kabbalah. You can't bring this ayi in nigla. Kimin choymer. It's as if an example, a metaphor. The chsiv bay. It says katzviu ka'ayol. The Torah says you're allowed to eat shoyd psul hamikdashim katzviu ka'ayol tomei v'toy yachdov. So the Torah compares it to two animals. So the Torah is making a gzeis akosher that this one animal is like a tzvi and an ayol. And that's klein. Shehem beis minin. That's the word. Not because of kodesh and choyel, but because of tzvi. This one animal has in it tzvi and ayol, and therefore it is klein.
Is it the
Tzvi and Ayo
that makes it based
there? Tzvi and Ayo.
Or is it
Tzvi and Ayo? What's the Tzvi? Why Tzvi Klein? Is it Tzvi and Ayo?
No, because this is saying, this is
we learned if you're manning on its own. There's no other animal with it.
Understand.
So where's the Klein? If it's only Tzvi, where's the Klein?
Because you're saying that this animal is there mutter to you in the same way as you got Hatayim on Tzvi, then you do Kisya
Abda. So where is the Klein? Where's
no,
the Klein?
Is it the Indian of Kochim and Chulin?
No. The Tesha disagrees with that. Nothing to do with Kochim and Chulin. To do because the Torah compares this one animal to two.
If the Pasuk would only have said one word,
there's no problem. According to Taisus, according to Rivon, it would be. Not according to Taisus. According to Rivon, it's still Kodesh and Chayil. It's interesting. Both shots in my heart to understand. The Torah is using an example like Tzvi and Ayil, like Yemutah to eat it, and then now we're using that to say this one animal is like both animals. Anyway, otherwise, why talk to Torah if they compare to two animals? Just say Ketzvi. Back to the Gemara. Interesting. Mishnah. Finally, Sechta Makis, we're going to finally talk about Malkus. Kama Malkin, I say, so what's the punishment? That boy Chazach has 39 malach, 39. How do you know 39? The Torah says that Mispar Arboim Yakenu. Shneva says Be Mispar Arboim. Could have said Arboim Yakenu Be Mispar or Arboim Mispar Yakenu. What is Be Mispar? So the way that Rabbi Avadya Batnura learns Be Mispar means a number that brings it to 40, which is 39, and one more number brings it to 40. So Be Mispar Arboim. The Rosh say, who's the Rosh? Others say. That every time there's a number in the Torah, it's always one less. In fact, it's a beautiful base for England. There's a long arichas. Every time there's a number in the Torah, it's one less. Over here, 40 is 39. By Sfiras Ha'imah, 50 is 49. And Shivim Nefesh, doesn't say in the Torah there. Shivim Nefesh that went to Mitzrayim is only 69. And then we try to work out, you know, what happened in the 70s. It was a chever born Bein HaChemes. So the Rosh, I think it's the Rosh, says that every time there's a number in the Torah, it's always one less. Number that has in the tens, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Not in the units.
So the Shesh is Shiva's vibrations.
It's still Shiva vibrations. That's right. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that boyim shleim is 40 exact. Who like is Malkus? Vehechun like is. How you say that? Where do you get the 40th one? Make safe. We'll soon see where we get the other 39. This one here, get right between your shoulders. We'll see later. A pasuk. Ain't no imi nois. But Malkus, you start when you bring a medical to determine how many Malkus he gets. It has to be multiples of three. Amdu lekabel arboyim. If they assess that now. Cold cup of it. If they assess that he can receive 40 Malkus, the loike mixes, and they started administering Malkus, so he already started getting his punishment. And then suddenly there's a doctor there present all the time. But Amdu, and they assessed it again. Shein yochel lekabel arboyim. You can no longer accept 40. Potter. You don't say, okay, give him whatever he's. They say you can only get 27, let's say. We don't say, okay, like, give him, he only got to number 5. We stop right away. Yeah. He's Potter.
That's it.
So he's had his punishment.
Because he was already in his baz, because if a nikla el chichabein necha, he should be embarrassed or humiliated. And he was humiliated. He got some pech in public, in the bezin. That's humiliation enough. Yeah. What happens? So here they assess that you cannot give him as much as they said. What about the reverse? Amdu le kabel shmoines. And the only time that he's potter is they started giving in the punishment. Sounds like me. What happened? They said you can get 40. And then before they started, they said, no, you're going to get 27. We'll give you a full 27. Because nothing happened yet. It's only because they started giving him Malkus already, so he was in this bazaar, we cannot change it. That's it. We drop him. What about the other way around? Amdu le kabel shmoines. They said he can get 18. Umeshalaka. And after he got Malkus, Amdu Shiyochul Kabla Boim, they realized he can get 40. Again, Potter. Since he already got his Malkus original assessment, he cannot, it was already his Baza, you don't give him again. Had they not given him any Malkus, he would get more. Okay. First, let's talk about it. My time, first of all, why is Abuda say, my time, how do you know it's 39? Iksiv Arboim Ben Misper, Zingmar says. If we say Arboim Ben Misper, I mean Arboim Ben the minyan will be exactly 40. Hashlech si bim mispar aboyim. Minyan shu soikim as aboyim. A number that will reach to 40. Omar Rava, famous Gemara. Kama tipshoi shar inshi. How foolish are the rest of the people? The kaime mekame sefer Torah. They stand up for a sefer Torah. The like kaime mekame gabarabba. But they don't stand up for a great man. They stand up for a sefer Torah. But they don't stand up for a great man. What makes the rabbis greater than a sefer Torah? By sefer Torah, it says arboy teira says 40, and yet the rabbis come along and batzu chada, they reduce it by 1 to 9. So who's more powerful? Now, well, who are these shad inchi? Very strange lashon. In first of all the mafreshim already asking kedushin. It says pufakek. Kamit kip tipshoy hani bavloi, that they stand up for people and they don't stand up for sefer Torah. So they try to reconcile the two gemaras. But who are these shar inshi? Kamit tipshoy shar inshi. According, it says the pasim they say v'tokim v'darta pnei zaken. So in halacha we paskin, it doesn't mean only your rebbe, means anybody who's superior to you in knowledge. But the yireim and a few other shayim hold that it's talking about only your own rebbe. That the pasuk v'hadarta pnei zaken and pnei seva tokim, to stand up for a person, is only if he's your rebbe. If he's not your rebbe, even though he's a bigger talmid chacham, you don't have to stand up. And now the Gemara says it. So Shad Inchi, the other people, not the students. The students take stand up for the Rebbe. What about Shad Inchi, other people, not the students? They don't stand up because of halacha, they don't have to. But they're foolish because the truth of the matter is that the Chacham are very powerful. I once heard a word from a Rav. He said, how come when the Gemara wants to give an example, the power of the Chachamim, the Torah says, you know, give him 40 malchus, the Chachamim come along and say 39. We have the same thing by Sfiris Omer. The Torah says you have to count 50 days, the Chachamim say 49. Then you see the power of the Chachamim, and that applies to every single Yid. Here, how many people get malchus? So why doesn't the Gemara use it as an example? If you want to talk about how powerful the Chachamim are, they can override the Torah, tell us about the Sfiris Omer. So he said a pshat that he heard from his Rav, whoever it was. No, you know what the power of Chum is? Not that we can go ahead and interpret 40 to 39. The power of Chum is it bothers them so much that a Yid is getting a patch, even though the Yid deserves it. We call Marasha. If the Torah goes Marasha, why are you being hakas the Rasha? If they can help a Yid, Avos Yisrael, and reduce the punishment, they'll go and change the Torah around just so that they can have Avos Yisrael. And that's the power of the Rav, the Avos Yisrael that they have. That's what he means over here. Anyway, back to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Aboyim."
If they wouldn't have reduced it to 49, you'd have
Shavuos
on the 30th.
That's it. What if we take the Torah normally? It's 50 days, right?
And then what? Shavuos is on the
50th. Oh, yeah. Start Shavuos. 51st. You count 51st. Round it off the nearest number. Shavuos is around the nearest number, and 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Aboyim Shleimus." Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. 40. It says the pasuk, the Navi was saying, Mahamakas Ha'ela. What are these wounds? Ben Yodech, between your hand. But Omar, he'll say, Asher, who Casey base, my family that love me, my house that love me, hit me. So we see that, and Ben Yodech, between your arms, which means by your back, on top of your back. Who hit you on top of the back? So there must be, there's a 40th Malka. Rabbanan, ahu betinoikisha beis rabbanuchsiv. You know what that's talking about? The kantrik that they used to have, the whip they used to have hanging in a cheder when the rav used to use, if somebody misbehaved in class. You guys had caning, but in those days they used to have a whip. And that whip they used to hit the kid in the back between the shoulders. And from here we learn out that that was the method that they used to use to discipline. Remember we had a few days in the Gemara that first they deposed of this rav because he was too strict, and then they put him back on, but because he was a great teacher. So, but here he sees clearly that using a pasuk that they used to, in those days, they used to have this whip hanging and they used to hit the kids if they didn't learn properly. A disciplinarian to the extreme. Says the Gemara, ain't oimdin of the multiple three. Look, in our mission, it seems the only time that you cannot change, that once, that we, if you made a mistake, that's it, we don't change, only if you received a few lashes. So he was humiliated in Bezin. Loi lokob, he didn't humiliate. Loi no. But I mean, I said question. Both cases. 40, first they said 40, and then it went down to 27. Whatever he got, and that's it. As long as he got lashes. If he didn't, we'd tuck it, turn it around. And if it's 18 and then 40, it's the same thing as Faket. As long as he got a few lashes, we don't turn it around. If he didn't, we'll give him the 40. And yet, we've been to the Braise, nothing, he doesn't have to receive any lashes. Amdu le Kabbalah boy, they assessed him to get 40. And then the Chozuva Amdu Shein Yochel le Kabbalah boy, and he said he cannot get 40. Potter. Even if he did not receive one lash, the fact that they said that he'll get 40 and they made a mistake, he goes home free. Doesn't receive any lashes. And yet, Amdu le and that's exactly opposite of our Mishnah. Amishah has to receive a few lashes first to be humiliated. Amdu l'kabel shmoneh esrei. And there the Braisa says if they assess it, he'll get 18. And the chazur v'amdu sheyachal l'kabel aboyim potter, he only gets the 18 and that's it. And we don't say, don't make a difference at all whether he received a few lashes or not. What's going on here? Amar avshesh l'kasha. Hoda amdu l'yoyme. If they assessed him in the morning and then an hour later they changed their mind, is that I hear the first assessment is wrong. It wasn't an assessment. So they did nothing to him yet. Whatever the second assessment is, that's the correct one. That's what we'll give him. But if he got a few patches, if he got a few lashes, then that in itself is humiliating. He doesn't need any more because we'll see him more later if he excretes. And he's so nervous and he started urinating in his pants or excretes. He's very free because he's embarrassed. The main thing is to be humiliated. He already had his humiliation. So even though the first assessment was wrong, there was no assessment, he got his humiliation. That's why we need a few patches. That's the humiliation. However, but if they assessed it for another day, next week, or tomorrow, whatever it is, so then it's possible that the assessment is 100% correct. But tomorrow, his condition changed. There's no mistake here. And therefore, the first assessment was correct. and we'll give you whatever the first assessment was. We don't need the lashes. So if they assessed him to have, if they assessed him to have 18, and then it turned out to be 40, even though he didn't receive any lashes, he'll only get 18. Why will he only get 18? Because it was a right assessment. And that's what Bezin decided yesterday, at that time. And if the Bezin assessed him to have 40, it was a good assessment. And tomorrow they take only 18, we can't give him anything because he already was humiliated and everyone knows he was supposed to get the full 40 Malkus, even though he didn't get it. And the assessment was valid. So that itself was a humiliation, not the knowledge that he was supposed to have 40. Mishnah. Oh, but Aveda is Rishon Lavin. Did a kid did an Aveda that has two Lavin. We learned before there's a number of cases that was passed of two Lavin. Amdu, Aymed Echad. If they said he can only get, let's say, 55, like a pot, he gets 55, and that's it, he's exempt. Im Lav, if not, like a umisrav. They say he's going to get 39 right now. He'll get his first set of lashes now, then he waits till he's healthy again, and then he gets another set of lashes. For the Imara, Batani, look at another Braisa. Ey, Noim, Jim, Noim, Rishon Lavin. We don't bunch them together at all. I'm going to actually cash it. If they said he can only get 41, which means he's not even getting the first multiple of 50 from the second set, then he don't start the second set, he gets the first set and wait till he heals. But if they said he can get 42, he got three.
Minimum of three from the second set.
Exactly. Mishnah. Kates and Malkin, you say, how do you give him lashes? Koifish, you tie down both of his hands on an amud, on a beam, on a pillar, on an amud. Heilich, the Heilich, both sides, he puts his hands around. The Chazan HaKnesses, that Ivan says here, he has no idea what the word Chazan means, but we have in other places, Chazan means this overseer. He is the one in charge, the word Chayza, a seer. That's why we have a Chazan, it's called a Chazan, the Shamash is called a Chazan, the Beis HaMikdash they call a Chazan, the Gabbai, everybody, anybody who is...
He says Shamash HaKol.
Yeah, then we'll say the next three words. Shamash Mois. Everything, anything, anyone's in charge is called a chazan.
It's a public servant.
The chazan, the word chazan, the word chazan brings
an overseer.
That's right, exactly. The chazan has oichis bibgadav, grabs a hold of his clothes, his tear, rip it open. You have to rip it open, and because of nikla achicha inecha, it has to be visible. Im nikru nikru, if he rips it, he rips it. Im nifru nifrumu. The Rivon says nifru means along the seam, and nikru means anywhere. Other places, in other places, nikru means one rip, and nifru means in many rips. Achu megalas liba, until his body is exposed. Even the sunnah machrav, the stone where the one, the executioner, if you want to call him that, administers the punishment standing on, is behind him, so he shouldn't see, he shouldn't be intimidated. Chazan haknesses oymid olav, obviously the chazan are pretty short. He stands on top of the stone, and the tshua biyoda, he has a strap in his hand, shall eagle. From a cow hide or a calf hide. Kfula echer l'shnayim v'shnayim l'abom. Achleik is a shayin if it was one long strap that was folded and folded again. Or it was two straps folded. V'shteidu tzuah shal chamoir oylez v'yordez boy. You have two straps of a chamoir going up and down. The divan in the second shot means they were like a belt. They were holes because every person is a different size. So you maybe have to adjust the size, the length of the strap. Yodet tefach, the handle was a tefach. Urechava tefach, it was a tefach wide. The roisha magaz al pikrisha, the strap has to be long enough to wrap itself around the stomach of this guy and get to his navel. Umaka oisa, and you hit him shlish mufanav u'shtayyadus malachrav, two behind and one in front. Machlek is a shayin. What Yvonne learns ipshad is, it's the width of the back. So they're all in the height of the navel. The width, you had two in the back and the width, and then you went one around to the navel. The Rambam learns it was the length of the back. The ain't a mako oisai. You don't hit him oimid v'layesha. The guy who's receiving the pet shouldn't be standing erect or shouldn't be lying down or sitting. Ela moita. He's leaning over that omut. Shenem it says v'hi piloi hashayfid. You're dropping down the strap. Make biyode achas. When you administer the lashes, you should only have it in one hand. V'chol koichai. Full force. On lachmanis. V'ha koide koide. And the reader, he reads the following psukim. He says he wants a guy to do tshuva, and he says the pasuk like Sishma Lasses, if you don't heed and to do all my words of Tayyid and so on and so forth, the Hifla Hashem is Makaischa, and the Eivishter will Hifla. We learned before in the Gemara a few days ago, the Hifla is the Hipila Hashem, if you know it means Makas. The S Makas, you know it means the Makas of the kids. The Chayzel, the Chilas Hamikra, when he finishes, he says it again. Ushmartim, then he says, Ushmartim, a Difri Abris Azois, he says later on, and you should heed my words of the Torah, the Chayzim, it concludes, and the Chayzim, it goes back again. Many are not great as twice, the Chayzim, it goes back again. We have it twice. If he dies while you're administering under the medical and everything else, you are potter because you were doing it. Remember, I had before a mitzvah. You know, if you're doing it as a mitzvah, you don't. He gave him one more patch. The mace. How is a goyle al yodei? You get the goyle yodei. There was one of the Chaim Brisker in his yeshiva. There was a used to have riddles. And one of his riddles was: how is it possible whether you follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you get 40 lashes, and whether you follow Chometz, you get 39 lashes, that the person receiving the lashes will get exactly the same amount, and it's not less. It's not like a medico who said he cannot take the full amount. To get a full amount, he did more than one. It has to be more than one aveda, and they both will come out. You get exactly the same amount of lashes. A Yehuda holds 40, and the Chometz holds 39. And let's say the two avedas, 2 times 40 and 2 times 39, obviously not the same. Give me a hechitimtza, where according to both, you'll get exactly the same amount of lashes. And I'll give you the answer. The answer is, if the Shliach Bezdin did 39 Avedis, and then he hit the guy a 40th time, now he's being charged. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't do a 40th Aveda, because he had to give the guy 40 straps. He did it deliberately. So he only did 39 Avedis times 40 Malkus. But according to Chachamim, he had no right to hit that guy a 40th time, so he got a 40th Aveda. So he has now 40 Avedis, 39 Malkus, which is 40 Avedis, 39 Malkus is the same as 39 Avedis, 40 Malkus. Okay. Then the Mishnah finishes off. Niskalkel, what happens if suddenly he wets his pants or whatever it is, or he's... He is screening. Bain, berei, bain b'mayin, whether it's urine or whether it's dung. Potter, he is excrement. He is potter. The Abiyuda says, depends. Ha'ish berei v'isha b'mayin. A woman, just even urinating, is extremely embarrassing. For a man, it's only if he excretes and it smells. So you see clearly from here, if you have any, that women get malchus just like men do. There's absolutely no difference. And the same Rabbi Yudachom have an argument regarding skili. Remember the shame. Rabbi Yehuda hold that shame is a terrible thing, and that's by a woman, whether she's dressed or undressed.
Whether it's covered or not, yeah.
Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.